Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Chris, it's been a heck of a week.
Oh.
And this is a moment we have here on Culture State. Actually, I would say for me, it's been a month. Been a heck of a month. So here at Culture State Saturday, this is our last show of this spring. So Chris, Graham, and I, Dennis Cox here with you. Got to vent here a little bit. This week has been life-changing, to say the least. Not to rehash some stuff that happened earlier this week. There are changes here at 99.9 The Fan that took place earlier this week. It's already been discussed. You and I talked about it on air on Thursday.
Yeah.
About the changes we happened. It's been a sad week. It's been a hard week. These are days that I do not enjoy, but the beat goes on and we have a job to do.
Yeah.
And here we are. But for me personally, I am very thankful that the Carolina Hurricanes won last night and clinched the series, so we don't have a Game 7 on Sunday.
Me and you would have to work on Sunday.
Because we have to work on Sunday. Yeah. Sunday's the day I'm moving out of my apartment, because I'm moving into a new place, which I can't move into until June, so I got to move myself into a storage unit and then crash at my sister's for a month. So I'm very thankful that Sunday is now free for me to actually move all the stuff I need to. But Wednesday was a day off for me. Thursday was supposed to be a day off for me. But with everything that happened here, I came in. That was supposed to be a major packing day for me. Also, this past week, I was not only doing packing, Carolina Hurricanes games, working here. I was dog sitting for my girlfriend's dog. She was out of town for work up in the Philadelphia area.
Prepping for play-by-play.
Yeah, prepping for – I have a play-by-play game. I got to bounce here soon. I got to go to East Carolina to do play-by-play.
Crazy.
3 weeks ago on my way out to East Carolina, I got into a car accident, found out my car got totaled. I got to find a new car. It's just – this month has just been overwhelming in so many different ways.
Same.
And yeah, for you and like your personal life, you've had some different stuff going on.
It's crazy, man. It's been a wild time for all of us. And I just want to say, just really quick, for you and your situation, I wanted to say you were loved, and I'm sending you hugs.
I appreciate
from
that.
Where I'm sitting right now. And I wanted to ask how far along you are in your packing. Like, do you
not
think,
far enough?
Not far enough.
Not far enough.
Ooh, that doesn't sound good.
Not far enough. I've actually packed up a good portion, but like I still got to do my entire kitchen.
Yeah.
And there's some other things I got to do. All my clothes are cleaned. I just got to fold some stuff, but all my clothes are clean, so that's going to be really easy to pack up and stuff too. But yeah, it's my girlfriend, she was awesome. She helped me purge a lot of stuff that I need to get rid of, which was super helpful
Women
too.
Women will help you do that.
She helped me a ton. She helped me a ton.
Women will help
so
you
she,
do that.
So she's been during this crazy week and transitions and all that kind of stuff, she's been, along with my family and you, Chris, have just been an absolute backbone and people to lean on. It's been awesome.
So in my personal situation, I won't go into too many details.
Sure.
But basically, at the end of last week,
mm-hmm.
there were issues at my daughter's school, won't name the school or whatever, but basically it was like a bullying situation.
Oh, okay.
And I wanted to go to the school. I had to go to school twice.
Hmm.
And because I wanted to show, like, look, that's my daughter. I'm here. I want to show my face as a father. This ain't going to happen to my daughter.
Yeah.
Not here.
Mm-hmm.
The school has been very good in helping out with that.
That's good.
And you know, taking care of the situation on their own. Thank them for what they've done. But it was just a tough thing to go through when your daughter is coming home and have these situations she's dealing with. She's just in kindergarten.
She's 5-6 years old.
And
yeah.
She just turned six a couple weeks ago. So it's the thing that you're kind of worried about. And then I was looking at, like, why is all this craziness going on? Like, it was just a lot of weird small things happening. And you mentioned the happenings this week at Capital Broadcasting and how that changed things. You were supposed to have a day off. I was supposed to go to Charlotte.
Yeah.
To be a part of the NFL draft coverage. Like, I'm supposed to be, like, just last night, I was supposed to just be getting in from Charlotte. That completely changed. And then you have to do afternoon radio. And I was telling you yesterday, The reason why this was happening is because Mercury is in retrograde.
Wait, what?
Mercury is in retrograde. So Mercury retrograde is, no, it's not.
Oh, okay.
It's April 21st through May 14th. The things with my daughter happened a couple days before retrograde, and my last talk with the assistant principal there was the first day of retrograde, right? So I'm going to explain what happened.
Okay, I was like, what's retrograde?
It means that the rotation of the planet Mercury appears to spin backwards.
Oh.
And so if you're into astrology,
okay,
the energies between planets, the stars, the moon, and all of that make up not only the energy that we live in, but also make up our personalities. So that's why you have, you're a Cancer. I'm an Aries. Graham, when's your birthday?
November 28th.
He is a Sagittarius, right? So sure. He's a fire sign. I'm a fire sign, being an Aries. You're a water sign, being a Cancer. And so depending on when you're born, the planets and the stars and constellations are already set in a mode. That means that certain energies are released during that time. So when you breathe your first breath, that is the energy you take in. So that is the personality you take on.
Oh.
Right? So okay. That's what that means. So right now, as we're in retrograde, which happens a few times a year, Mercury seems to spin backwards, which throws energy off a little bit.
The pink hearts, so yellow moons, orange stars, and green clovers.
The energy that's out in the atmosphere is off a little bit. And think about the news from this past week. Tucker Carlson, Don Lemon, Jerry Springer ends up dying.
Passing away,
other two guys I talked about got fired from their jobs. Think about the weird news that's just kind of come out. Think about the weird things me and you have had to go through over the past week or so. And Mercury retrograde is not going anywhere because it's going to last until May 14th. So that ends up happening. If you notice, there's usually times or pockets of time when weird things happen all clumped in together.
Okay.
That's typically when Mercury's in retrograde.
Right now. Okay. I don't know much of anything about astrology.
Hopefully I explained that to where you
I'm
going to
take your
that.
Word for this, Chris. All I know, apparently it's Taurus season, so shout-outs to Bull City. Shout-outs to Durham. That's all I know. Go Durham Bulls.
Yeah,
because it's Taurus season.
Shout-outs to the Tauri. Is it Tauri for plural?
Yeah.
Tauruses or Tauri?
Yes. We'll go with that. Okay, I learned something today. So that's the reason why things have been, let's just say, rough over the last... So it started with my car accident, basically, which was 3 weeks ago.
Yeah.
Did I send it into motion? Is that what happened? My car spinning on US 264
turned Mercury backwards
and caused all this stuff?
I don't know. But, that's kind of what's been going on. And so just to go look it up yourself, people. Mercury in retrograde, you can believe it, you cannot believe it. But typically, like, I believe in energy. Energies are real.
Mm-hmm.
The energy is just, in general... It's just a little bit off.
Okay.
It's just a little bit off right now.
There's been a shift in the force.
There's a shift.
If you would have explained it to me that way, I would have got it, Chris.
In the force? Is that like a Star Wars thing?
It's 100%. Is it like a Star Wars thing? It is a Star Wars thing, Chris.
Oh, okay. Well, Star Wars
Don't look at me confused.
Star Wars is basically...
You just talked about Mercury retrograde. And don't look at me confused when I mentioned Star Wars.
Star Wars is basically a fictional take on some of the actual astrological... things that's out there. So I guess we're both talking the same language, but different.
You don't know Star Wars, Chris. That's fine. It's okay to say you don't know Star Wars.
It's okay to say that you don't know astrology.
And it is okay to say that, because I don't.
You're being such a Cancer right now, actually.
I don't even know what that means.
Okay. You're a water sign.
All signs are pointing to the Carolina Hurricanes going to the Stanley Cup. I know that. Because guess what? They're on to the next round.
Oh, man.
Because the Canes got rid of the New York Islanders 2-1 in overtime. Paul Stastny with the game winner. Sebastian Aho balled out this series.
Should we say pucked out? Did he puck out?
Sure. We'll go with that.
I guess it just doesn't sound as good.
It doesn't quite sound as good.
No.
Here's the thing. Just because you make a lot of moves doesn't mean your team's going to be successful. We'll explain why next. You know how many L's are in Islanders, Chris? Four of them?
Not enough.
Four of them? Because that's how many L's they've taken over the last couple weeks against the Carolina Hurricanes.
It should be Islanders.
Exactly, because they took those L's. Because the Canes win the series 4-2. another overtime win for the Hurricanes. This one 2-1. Paul Stastny with the game winner. And you know what, Chris? Let's just go ahead and hear that Paul Stastny game winner.
Pelech gives it away as Stepan side of the net. Stastny, sharp angle, he scores! He scores! Paul Stastny ends it in overtime!
Paul Stastny silenced a corner of Cary, North Carolina last night because of that game-winning goal. All of the Islander fans that live in Cary, North Carolina, sorry to you guys, but now you're going to have to get back on the Canes bandwagon. This coming week, or maybe not, because if the Rangers come, maybe you're just going to.
Well, the Canes got to face the winner between the Devils and the Rangers.
Yeah, maybe the Rangers going all Northeast.
The Rangers have lost three straight games in that series,
ooh,
and they could get eliminated tonight when they're at home at Madison Square Garden. So I want to get into this a little bit. Sebastian Aho, by the way, balled out in this series.
He sure did.
When you needed a big play.
Sure did.
Sebastian Aho was there.
The good Sebastian Aho, not the one at,
not the Islander
that plays
Sebastian
for the island.
He's
a loser.
No, that guy stinks. He's at home. Now I'm talking our Sebastian Aho, who took a puck to the face in game number 5, gets stitched up, comes back, ends up scoring a goal to make that game close. You know, he was there in third period yesterday. This is what it sounded like. Sebastian Aho, the great Sebastian Aho, scoring the game tying goal.
Now Aho drops it back. Drive by Pesci, blocked away. Another chance thrown to the front of the net. Canes are able to get to it. Sorokin with another save. Loose up front. They score! Carolina bats home the rebound. And it's Sebastian Aho tying it at 1.
Love it.
Goes right to the front of the net. Usually a guy of his stature, he stands about 5'11", 6 foot, and that's legit. But he's probably like 180 pounds or something
like
that.
Yeah, he's a smaller guy.
So he's, not the biggest guy in the world, but goes to the front of the net, isn't afraid to do the dirty work, and guess what? Bangs in a rebound from right inside the blue paint. He's not afraid to do the gritty stuff when it comes to the playoffs. That's why he had 4 goals, 3 assists in the series. He had 3 points on the power play as well. Carolina Hurricanes won the special teams battle, and their goaltending was great too yesterday as well with Freddie Anderson. We'll get into that here in a minute as well. But a lot of people were critical of the Carolina Hurricanes for not making these big trade deadline deals, right? A lot of people were critical of the Carolina Hurricanes for not making the big deals.
They didn't
go get Bo Horvat.
Yeah.
Or they didn't go get Vladimir Tarasenko. They didn't get Timo Meier. They didn't get some of these guys. Well, guess what? Bo Horvat, who ended up being acquired by the New York Islanders,
what's he doing
in the playoffs?
What's he doing?
Oh, he's at home right now.
Chilling.
He had 1 goal and 1 assist. The 1 goal that he scored came when they were down 5-1 in game 4. So guess what? Your goal meant nothing. So what did you do? You did nothing. You weren't relevant to your team.
Right.
Go to the New York Rangers right now, who might be getting bounced tonight against the New Jersey Devils. Hey, you got Vladimir Tarasenko. His 2 assists in 5 games. That's it. 2 assists. He brought in Patrick Kane. Patrick Kane has a goal and 5 assists in this series so far. But guess what? They got shut out in their last game.
Yeah.
You brought in all these dudes to load up and score. And what have you done? Nothing. Vincent Trocheck, that they signed away from the Carolina Hurricanes, who had a really good playoff last year. He had 10 points in 14 games last year for the Carolina Hurricanes. Vincent Trocheck, that you brought in the offseason, 1 goal, 0 assists in 5 games.
Mm.
You done nothing. And he's been below 50% in the faceoff circle as well. You brought in that guy to be a top 6 forward, and he hasn't done anything. So guess what? You can make all these moves that you want. You can bring in all these guys. But can you play what they say, playoff hockey? Can you do the dirty stuff? Doesn't matter all these moves that you make. Can you do it? Now, I will say, for example, the Boston Bruins might be getting bounced. All right? They're about to go to a game 7 tomorrow.
Yeah.
Okay? Because they had a 3-1 series lead. The Florida Panthers have won 2 straight against them. Now, they brought in guys like Tyler Bertuzzi, a guy that they acquired from the Detroit Red Wings. Now, Tyler Bertuzzi has 9 points, but most of those have come on the power play. He has 5 power play points. All right, so he's still a minus 3 player, but he has put up 9 points overall. But just because you bring in all these guys doesn't necessarily mean that you are going to have success. Now, I understand Patrice Bergeron, their top player, missed the first three games of the series. Well, guess what? The Carolina Hurricanes have been without three of their top forwards.
Svechnikov
out with the ACL.
Teravainen
broke his hand in game one.
Yeah.
So, yeah, he's missed the whole series. Max Pacioretty out as well because he ruptured his Achilles. We only had him for five games.
Crazy.
This whole season. Jack Drury also gets knocked out in this series as well. He got knocked out early in game number four. So he's basically has missed three games.
Yeah.
When you really think about it. So don't talk to me about injuries.
Let me ask you this.
Talk to me.
Andre Kasha never has played for the Carolina Hurricanes.
He played one game.
Oh, he played one game.
The first game.
What do you think that would have been like if he had a chance to play for the Canes this year?
It's a great question.
Because, like, you know, we're talking about a lot of what ifs, but, like, you're talking about, like, what if Pacioretty never tore his Achilles? What if Andre Kasha was able to play this entire season? What if Svechnikov never tore his ACL? What if Teuvo Teravainen never had a broken hand?
Yeah. You got a pretty stacked lineup. Here's the thing.
We might be talking about a different type of series right now.
A very different team. Because guess what? Paul Stastny, who had the game winner yesterday, had three goals in this series.
Yeah.
Paul Stastny was signed after Pacioretty got hurt. It was kind of the insurance knowing that, okay, Pacioretty's going to come back, but we still need to fill this spot.
Right.
That's why they're able to get Paul Stastny, I think, for like $1.5 million this season.
Yeah.
So it was a cheap one-year deal for a 37-year-old veteran.
Yeah.
So we wouldn't have Paul Stastny if all these guys were healthy.
Crazy.
Which is just wild to think about. Andre Kasha was the scratch-off ticket in the sense of, hey, just because he's had concussion history.
Yeah.
But the talent is there. Like, the skill is there. He'd been like, okay, he could play on the fourth line, be that big, heavy body that can grind against other guys' teams or against other teams' defensemen. Be a power play guy, potentially. That's what he was brought in to be that. They always talk about Carolina doesn't have the size and the hitters. Kasha was supposed to be the guy.
He's supposed to be that guy.
They don't all have that goal-scoring guy. Pacioretty was supposed to be that guy. So they brought those guys into the offseason, but obviously never panned out. But one thing the Carolina Hurricanes did get yesterday, something we haven't seen.
Freddie
in the playoffs.
We needed that.
Freddie in the playoffs. And gosh, 20 seconds into the game, he had to go from pipe to pipe and make a point blank save 20 seconds into the game yesterday. And he 33 saves, stopped 33 or 34 shots yesterday. He was awesome.
He hadn't seen him in the playoffs. This is the whole reason why he was brought to the Carolina Hurricanes. You know, to be that number one guy. Of course, he was injured all of last year, never appeared in the playoffs. He was injured towards the beginning of the playoffs this year, started off with Antti Raanta for the first five games. And we were saying all day yesterday when we were on air, we need to see Freddie Anderson.
Yeah.
This is a good time to bring him in. It'll be a nice little change of pace. The Canes need to clinch. They need to put this whole series away, do the job, and go home, get ready for the next series. And Freddie Anderson did exactly what he's supposed to do. And so now he's going to be there and available for the next series.
Mm-hmm.
And hopefully he goes on a tear, just a tear, and is just a brick wall in front of that goal for whoever the Carolina Hurricanes has to face next.
And you know what? If they ever have to go back to Raanta, I'm comfortable with either one of those guys.
Same thing.
I'm comfortable with either one of those guys.
Or even
now,
Piotr Kochetkov.
Hey, sometimes you got to call the coochie. And if he's got to be there, he's got to be there. Sometimes you got to.
You got to.
Sometimes you got to do it. Sometimes you got to call Coochie in if Freddie and Raanta aren't there or not available. He did it during the regular season. He was great. A lot of people during the regular season, when Kochetkov was playing awesome, hey, maybe this should be our guy for the playoffs. It's nice when you have options like that. I will add one more thing on top of this. There were a lot of Carolina Hurricanes fans were saying, hey, trade deadline. Carolina Hurricanes need to go get Timo Meier. Right,
yeah.
the guy from that big time forward from the San Jose Sharks, gotta go get that guy. Be willing to go give up
that
guy.
That's what I kept reading. People were writing about that all the time.
In five games in the playoffs, Timo Meier, 0 goals, 0 assists.
Crazy.
-1 rating.
Now let me ask you this though.
Talk to me.
Is that because he's with a new team and he's not comfortable with the team or that system yet?
I mean, he's been there long enough.
Okay.
Like, no, you're brought in to score.
Okay.
No, you're playing with some dudes.
I'm just trying to, you know, see what it could be from his side. Or does he not fit in with the system? If he did come in with the Carolina Hurricanes, would he be a lot more effective than what he is right now?
Maybe. I don't know. That I don't know. But he's playing with some stud players like Jack Hughes, Nico Hischier, Dawson Mercer. These guys are studs.
Yeah.
Like, they stacked their lineup, too. Now, they might be going on to the next round if they beat the Devil, or sorry, if the Devils beat the Rangers tonight.
Right.
But it ain't because of him.
True.
That's all I'm going to say. It ain't because, like, he's lighting the lamp a lot. He's not. This team's scoring in spite of him.
Yeah.
Now, when the Carolina Hurricanes have their second round series against the Devils or the Rangers, to be determined. So, for example, if the Devils lose tonight at Madison Square Garden against the New York Rangers, game 7 for that series is going to be Monday. Therefore, the earliest the second round could start, if that's the case, would be Wednesday next week.
Yes.
At the earliest. Now, if the Devils lock things down tonight, there might be some game 7s depending on TV networks and things along those lines. We potentially could see a Tuesday start.
Yeah.
They might go ahead, and the NHL might just go ahead and lock in Wednesday next week. We'll see on that. But if the Devils win, Canes host the Devils in the second round, that might come Tuesday. That's, again, we're just kind of wait and see mode, but only thing we know is Carolina Hurricanes are on in the next round.
Because they never compromise.
Let's go.
They never compromise.
Real quick, because actually, I got to bounce. I got to go to ECU. I got to call a game. This is our last moment here on Culture State Saturday, Chris, for this spring. Who do you want to see? Do you want the Devils or do you want the Rangers?
Part of me wants to see the Devils because I feel like it'll be easier. Not, I want to say easier. Better matchup for the Canes. I don't know if that's true. It just feels like it would be.
You feel like that would be a better matchup.
But I kind of want to get revenge from last year.
I want the Rangers. I want that revenge.
I kind of want revenge
from
last
year. I want that
year.
Revenge. I want to bounce them in
like,
four.
I want to – exactly. Exactly, or at least five. Like, you know,
yeah, actually,
maybe
make it five so it's at home.
So it's at home.
So it's
come
at PNC.
Back. Right.
I want that. Give
win
me
the
that.
First two at home. Go back to Madison Square Garden. Lose the first one. Win the second one.
Mm-hmm.
Come back at home. Win that one and bounce them in five.
I'm for that. Give me
so
that.
I kinda want.
Bye. I want to say bye to all the New York teams.
And that means North Carolina would be, like, really, really disappointing in the entire city of New York.
And
oh, my
ESPN
God.
ESPN would be so upset. ESPN would be so upset.
They would be so upset with everything, and I would absolutely love it.
I mean, let's be real.
Love it.
Hey, let's be honest. I'm not the first person who said this, but if you wanted the Canes broadcast, you should have watched it on Bally. If you wanted the Islanders broadcast, you should have turned into ESPN, because that's what it turned out to be.
Ah! Hilarious.
Sorry. Bye, Islanders. With four L's.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.